Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Well, the Valkyries 26 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. Valkyries fall here at home to Chicago by 6, 69-63. R.C. Davis along with Kevin Dana. Kevin, would you call this a disappointing loss, a schedule loss? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I'd say disappointing in the fact that you had an opportunity to go 3-0 before going on the road, and you have a lot of time to think about this loss because you don't play again until May 21st. But this isn't your 2025 version of the Chicago Sky that went 10-34. I mean, they didn't have DeJounay Carrington in this game or Azarae Stevens, but those are two big pickups. The players they did have in this game, I mean, Rekia Jackson, I said it during the broadcast, I think she's a future all-star in this league. And she really came to play in the second half. They pick up J.C. Sheldon, who had 10 fourth-quarter points and kind of does it all. 12.7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Skylar Diggins, one of the best guards this league's ever seen. She's top 25 all-time in scoring and assists, and is top 10 in assists. She's 8th in assists. And so this is a much different team. This Sky team really, with all due respect to the players they had last year, didn't have the talent to really compete. Especially when Courtney Vandersloot tore ACL 7 games into the season. They were just at a talent deficit. This year, they got the players to, I think, make a real push for a playoff spot. And so, on paper, this was going to be a tough game for Golden State just because of the talent they have. And didn't even mention Camila Cardoso, and our stats guy, Alan Brown, was on this. Just the impact, the shots she was altering in the paint, really made things tough for the Valkyries.
But all of that said, the Valkyries were up 12 early.
Yes.
Playing well, hitting shots. Kayla Thornton 0-11.
Yeah.
From the floor tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rare one-off. Those happen. I mean, we talked, she's been such a consistent scorer. She's played in 25 games as a Valkyrie over the last two seasons, 22 last year, 3 this year. And she's scored in double figures in 20 of those games. So she's a reliable 13, 14 points per game. Just didn't have it tonight. That happens sometimes. And she wasn't the only one who didn't have it, right? Like, this team shot 29% as a team. So you can't just lay it all at the fingertips of Kayla Thornton. No doubt, she's going to come back. She's going to play against her former team next time out, and I think she'll get back into double figures. You know, she was active, 3 offensive rebounds, had 6 rebounds total and a block shot. Was only a minus 2 despite being 0-11, so she did have a pretty decent impact out on the court, but you expect her to be a double-figure scorer, and obviously if she got double figures in this game, the Valkyries would have more points than the Chicago Sky.
Stokes played another good game inside, 11 rebounds. How many block shots did she end up with? 5?
Yeah.
My goodness, she's been playing really well, especially against someone like Cardoso.
Yeah. You know, Camila Cardoso has a chance to, at some point, I think, will be an all-star in this league. And, you know, she had 22 points and 14 rebounds against the Fire. And I realize I've, like, said multiple people are going to be future all-stars. I'm not just saying this about everyone, I promise. But I do think Camila Cardoso will be an all-star in this league. But look, Kia Stokes has had to step into a bigger role. Ileana Rupere was expected to be the starting center. Congrats on her pregnancy. But she's going to be out for the foreseeable future. And so Kia Stokes is stepping into a starting center role and has acquitted herself well. Defensively, really makes a huge impact. You know, you mentioned the 5 blocks, the 11 rebounds. Had 3 offensive rebounds. Got
but
her
she's
offense.
Scoring, too.
Yeah,
it's
she's scoring
like,
a little bit.
Exactly.
And this is, you know, that's not necessarily been her thing. I mean, she averaged 1.5 per game last year, 1.4 points per game a couple of years ago. And, you know, she's not scoring huge amounts, but.
But she's someone you can count on. You can go to her for a basket.
Yeah, you know, she's up to 4.7 points per game this season. So it is, you know, she is tripling her average from a year ago.
Veronica Burton tonight, Janelle Salon. And then you combine it with the 0-11 from Thornton, the 3 of them, 6 of 31. So as you said, it wasn't just Thornton that wasn't making any baskets tonight.
Yeah, Gabby Williams goes 6 of 17 in this game. She had it going early, and she did hit a couple of big shots late to keep the Valkyries in this one. I mean, all around very good game with 18 points and 5 rebounds. Veronica really fought off a cold start. Made it into a game with 16 points, 4 assists, had that huge right-wing 3 with Cardoso basically daring her to shoot because, you know, I don't think Cardoso wants to guard Veronica Burton out in space. So let her take the three. She made it. That tied it up at 54, and that's kind of where things went south. It was a huge response. When J.C. Sheldon, like, hitting that three the very next possession, I think was a huge key for the Sky to win this game. Because if you miss, I mean, this place was going crazy. You miss that shot, then the Valkyries have a chance to take the lead next trip down.
Right.
That really could have kind of changed the flow of things. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're three of your top scorers all shooting 35% from the field and under. It's going to be tough to win games like that.
Back to Burton briefly, 5 of 15 from the floor. Plus, she was taking a beating.
Yeah.
She was down on the floor a couple times. She was catching some elbows. So, tough loss. Tough loss for the Valks.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. And look, these are going to happen. No team has gone 44-0 in the WNBA,
nope.
Right? Like, and the Valkyries aren't going to go 43-1 either. They're not going to rip off 41 straight wins to end the season. These games are going to happen. This Chicago team is a tough, tough team. You know, the 15-point win at Portland, this is not going to be a team that finishes 10-34 this year. I guarantee you that. I'm going to say they're going to win at least 20 games this year, and I think they have a really good shot to finish on the right side of 500 this year. This could be a team the Valkyries battle for playoff positioning with down the stretch. Obviously, I mean, you're not thinking about the playoffs game three into a 44-game season, but this is not a cheap loss. It is disappointing, like you mentioned, because
sure.
You're up 19-7. You were absolutely smothering this team, but you just didn't hit enough shots. If you hold a team under 70 points in the WNBA, when the league averages around 87 points, you expect to win that game. But you know, Valkyries 22 of 75 from the field.
What do you think they're going to do with these 8 days? Do you think they'll do any rest? Do you think it'll be like kind of like a mini training camp? How do you expect Natalie Nicasse to treat these 8 days off?
Yeah, so tomorrow's an off day, and then I think they're really going to get after it.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of time to implement some stuff. You have a hardship contract player in Ashton Prechtel. Get her up to speed. You're still trying to figure out how to play without Tiffany Hayes and Cecilia Zanellini. I imagine, you know, hopefully one or both of those players will be back by the New York Liberty game. You got time to get those players healthy. They've been considered day-to-day.
Hayes so, with the pinkies, yeah. Zanellini with concussion.
Yeah, so you would figure that if they're day-to-day, that 8 days from now, that hopefully one of them would be okay.
I would think so.
And you know, if not, hopefully both. So hopefully you can get those two healthy. If you get those two healthy, you've been playing with eight in this game, and it's a solid eight to play with. But if you can get those two healthy, have a real solid 10-player rotation, I think that's going to be huge, especially when you're going to have a back-to-back. So 8 days and then a back-to-back.
Sure.
And New York to Indiana isn't the shortest flight either.
No.
So, like, as far as back-to-backs are concerned, there have been easier ones. And it's also an 8 p.m. Eastern time start because it's an Amazon Prime game. I believe I have the TV partner correct. Yes. So it's a 23.5 hours in between games.
So what a crazy schedule. 8 days off and then some back-to-backs.
Yeah.
There's a big spread of games off in September. It's just a wild, wild WNBA schedule.
Yeah, no, it really is. And you'll have your lulls in the schedule, then you'll have a bunch of games in a row, and that's just kind of the way it is.
Well, Kevin, they won't go 43-1.
No, I do not think so. I don't think anyone's going to go 43-1 this year.